Welcome in. Welcome back to another episode of Format Podcast Live. Thanks for tuning in. Whenever you get here, make sure you go ahead and let us know in the chat where you're coming in from, and make sure you hit that like button. Appreciate it. All right, we're gonna go ahead and get started here. So, got a pretty interesting show for you here today. Got as you can see, got some interesting topics. This is gonna be pretty much all NBA here. And obviously the NBA playoffs started today, so that's going to be interesting, and that's going to be the focus of a lot of the sports talk for the next, I guess, 2 months or whatever. But definitely got some interesting topics today, and looking forward to discussing those with you. Make sure if you hopping in that you let us know where you're coming in from, and make sure you hit that like. Really appreciate it. All right. So the first, matter of fact, before we get started, you know what time it is. Let's make sure we do this and knock out the particulars. Then we'll get started. If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that 5-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m. we are live here on The Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait.
I definitely had some thoughts after watching him the other night, and I guess my first question when it comes to Zion is, what's the future for Zion? What does that look like? World is big now. Every iPhone is an exposé tool. Yeah, absolutely. So I guess my question was, what's the future for Zion look like, right? So Zion Williamson was the subject of a whole lot of drama before this season even began, right? Last offseason. He had a lot of drama in his personal life, which, look, I really don't care about any of that because he didn't commit any crimes, so it's not newsworthy to me. And this is not entertainment tonight, so it's not my place to get into any talking about Zion Williamson and his personal life. Don't care about any of that. You want to find out about that? I'm sure you can look it up and whatever. All right, cool. The bigger issues for me anyway, and I think for most actual basketball fans, were the reports that he didn't take expanding his game seriously enough. Also, there were the reports that he didn't take his nutrition and his fitness seriously enough, and that was leading to a ton of injuries and keeping him off of the court, right? And we'll talk about just how much he was off the court in a minute. But Zion Williamson, man, he's amazing. And he's got a somewhat unique build and something of a unique play style in the modern NBA. And the way he plays, he consistently generates a tremendous amount of explosiveness and a tremendous amount of force. And they always talk about, at his size and weight and with the build that he has, that's part of the reason why diet and fitness is such a big deal. Diet and fitness is such a huge deal in terms of being the type of player that he maybe has the ability to become, right? And so here's the thing, right? I was actually looking this up, and it's crazy. In his first four seasons, Zion Williamson played 114 out of 328 possible NBA games. That's bad. And I think before this season, was it last summer, they gave him the max deal? Was it the $230 million? Which I definitely wouldn't have given him. I'll tell you what, I'm one of these owners, man. Before I give up this big money, you got to prove it to me. You got to show me. I'm not with that at all. But anyway, I think a lot of people are under the impression that if he took better care of his body, he'd have been able to play more. And that's probably a fair assumption, right? And what's up, Mel? What's up, Man Down Sports? Definitely glad to have you here. Zion's future is to continue to get in shape and stay in shape. But Pelican's future should be to get as much for him in the trade as possible. Yeah, I think so. I don't think that he's the future there. I'm not so sure that he wants to be there. There were reports about that. Obviously, he has to be the good soldier if he wants to get traded someplace good. He can't be a malcontent and all that, but that's a different story. But yeah, many people believe that if Zion took better care of his body, he'd have been able to play more. He wouldn't have missed all this time. Now, that third season missing the foot injury, I don't know if I completely attribute it to that. I will say, if we look back, Michael Jordan broke his foot in what, 1985, 86 in that second season. And obviously he was nowhere near the type of build that Zion Williamson was. But anyway, the point is, the foot thing that could happen to anyone, that could be a freak injury. But on the whole, I think that he needed to do better in terms of taking care of his body and the weight and all that. And that could help him be healthier and stay on the floor and play more games. Right now, this season, Zion bounced back, played a career high 70 games, which that's awesome. And like I said before, the guy is exceptionally explosive to the point that a lot of people say, and this is where I'm about to get irritated. A lot of people say that we've never seen a player like him before. All right. Old head hater alert. Old head hater alert. So anybody ever hear of a guy named Charles Barkley.
The NBA, yeah. What it is today. The best sport in the world.
So my man Sneed says we have seen players like him before, and that's exactly it. And actually, when I was prepping this and I was going through and thinking about other players, I should have said young Larry Johnson before his back got hurt. That's another guy who was, along the same lines as that type of player. And so Charles Barkley, and he's not just some old guy that talks a lot of smack. I'm sure a lot of the younger viewers and the younger fans think that he was the original Zion. He was the original, the round mound of rebound. Anybody remember that? He's the guy that said that Moses Malone took him aside when he was a rookie, said, you're fat and you're lazy, get in shape. And that basically changed his career and changed his life, right? And so you look at Zion and Charles Barkley, and they're built pretty much very similarly, undersized power forwards who were overweight early on, but both can jump out the gym, were amazing in the open court. But here's the difference. Here's the difference. You saw it in that clip I just showed. Barkley, he had a better post game. He had a better mid-range game. Maybe statistically he wasn't a better three-point shooter, but he made bigger three-point shots in terms of when they were needed. He was a far superior rebounder. I mean, far superior. Zion averages 6.5 rebounds per game for his career with that body. And you know what that says to me? He simply doesn't want to do it. He simply doesn't want to do it. You know, that's all there is to it, because I am 6 feet tall, just 6 feet tall, not even 6'1". And when I was growing up, my favorite player early on was Charles Barkley. And I'm bald, but this is funny. My boys always give me talk snap about this to me. When I was like 16, I shaved my head because I wanted to be like Charles Barkley. And whenever I played ball, again, 6 feet, but guess what? I used to rebound like crazy. Why? Because I watched you box out and you have a desire to go get the ball. You can go get the ball. Now, I'm not saying obviously I was Dennis Rodman out here, but if you want to rebound, you can. So I say this to say there's no excuse, no reason whatsoever why Zion Williamson is not a better rebounder, right? So you look at Barkley, and he averages more than 11 rebounds per game for his entire career. His entire career, in a much better era for bigs, much tougher era, power forwards and centers with better rebounders and better bigs on the whole. Again, that's not my opinion. You can go look it up. I know someone's going to say, name a big from back in the day was better than Jokic. We're not going to get into that. At some point, we're going to talk the Jokic thing. Oh, no. Oh, wow. Oh, I hope not. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. I don't have the game on right now while I'm doing this live. But, man, I hope not. Jeez. If he did, he is just cursed. But, back to Zion and Barkley. So, like, So this whole thing of we've never seen a player like Zion, well, that's just ridiculous, okay? So it's the NBA, though, and the NBA media is doing what it does, and it's doing what it has to do, and that is use hyperbole to boost up today's players, knowing that in some cases they're flat-out lying. Now, I don't want to call anybody a liar, but to say we've never seen a player like Zion before, that is a flat-out lie. I just demonstrated that to you, right? Okay, cool. Back to Zion. What does his future look like? What does his future look like? The Pelicans made the playoffs. They're the number 8 seed. They'll play Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round. By the way, if you just came into the chat, thanks for stopping in. Make sure you give us that like. Stop in the chat, leave a comment, let us know where you're coming from. I appreciate it. But yeah, Pelicans got the number 8 seed. I'm not sure what Zion's health going forward is looking like, if he's going to be back anytime in that series. We'll find out. He went out in the first play-in game against the Lakers. He scored 40 and got 11 rebounds. So funny. I just sat here, you know, barking on the dude for not rebounding enough. He got 11 rebounds in that playoff game. And he got busy, right? So this is so funny. One of the things I talk about and complain about all the time is lack of defense in the modern NBA. Zion Williamson is a left-handed player, rarely goes right. He is a bull in a china shop, just looking to get downhill the majority of the time, takes the vast majority of his shots in the paint, pretty much at the rim. Everyone knows this, yet nobody can stop the dude. Problematic, but whatever. Okay, it's just modern NBA, right? But anyway, as for Zion's future, I think what his future is completely up to him. Does he want to do what it takes body-wise and nutrition-wise and conditioning-wise to get where he needs to be to stay on the floor? Does he want to work on his game? Does he want to expand it to become a better player? Does he want to be able to go on the block and develop post moves? Does he want to be able to become a better mid-range and three-point shooter? Does he want to work and do what it takes to continue to develop as a point forward? And does he want to consistently be a better rebounder? Because if Zion wants to, he's going to be one of the best rebounders in the league. There's no reason why that dude shouldn't be getting double-digit rebounds. There's just not. Is he actually going to attempt to defend the basketball at any point in his career? Now, I know it's still early, but realistically, early is when you should be playing defense the most, because at that young age, that's when you have all the energy. That's when you have the legs. The defense is going to slow down as you age. Totally get it. But when you're young, that's when you should be an animal, a ball hawk on defense. But if you don't want to play it, you're not going to play it. So I totally get it. And again, modern NBA, they can say what they want, but we know what it is. Defense just isn't that important. I'm not going to say no one defends, but it's just not as important as it used to be.